This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Matt Hosticky, who's the regional sales manager for Flex IP Solutions. Matt, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Doug.
So we're really excited about doing this podcast today. This is a really interesting topic. We're going to be talking about SMS and texting for business, why business needs it, why business text messaging, and not just the justification for the topic itself, but really how we can utilize this interesting technology. But Matt, first of all, what is Flex IP?
So Flex IP, we've been around for about a dozen years now. We're a cloud-based communications company. So we do things like cloud-based phone systems, unified communications, cloud contact center, call center applications, hosted faxing. And what we're here to talk about today is our new application, Flex Text. So that is our texting, our SMS service and product that we're offering.
So our first takeaway is right there. It probably isn't news to everybody, but it's good news anyways, is that whatever we're going to be doing with you guys with SMS, it's in the cloud. There's no on-prem installation or anything like that required.
Correct. So there's a couple things that the pandemic kind of surfaced. One, obviously, the need for more cloud-based communication forms, applications, things like this. But it also really highlighted how businesses approach their customers, the customer experience. How do you do marketing for your customers, customer care, service delivery, and things like this? And that's where we think we really have a solid solution that's going to help a lot of folks.
So, you know, let's just jump right into that solid solution. What are we talking about here?
So Flex Text is an A2P, which stands for Application to Person Text Messaging Platform. So think of it like this. And we were talking just before we started, Doug. Everybody's familiar with texting. But business texting is still kind of in its infancy, right? So really the middle 2010s or so is when it started to really start showing up. Think of it as appointment reminders. You have a dentist appointment 10 a.m. Monday morning. Think about it as one of those broadcast messages where save 20% off of Acme widgets this week only. Or it could be something like keywords people are familiar with. Text Vegas for a chance to win a trip to Vegas. So that's what we're offering. But our product and service goes above and beyond that. So we're really excited because we kind of took a look at what the industry has to offer and the business models out there, and we really tailored it to some of our strengths, which is kind of like contact center, call center, and then what we call an all-you-can-eat model. So where other applications kind of charge for extras, all our features outside of one, it's all inclusive. So the only thing that you would pay extra for in our packages are our open API if you need access to that. And then our business model is such that, you know, we kind of felt and saw out there, you know, there's a study a statistics out there from Forrester. And they just released this a little while ago. 70% of businesses are looking to pursue SMS applications because it strengthens customer engagement. But 64%, and these are decision makers within businesses that were polled, said their number one reason why they haven't, they just don't understand it. So our business model is such that we're going to do a consultation with everybody that comes in. You know, why did you come to us today? Well, we want to do appointment reminders. Great. Let's do a live demo, show you how the system works for everyone. Then we can talk about the other features and functionality that we have. And maybe your business could benefit from using some of these other features, right? And then we also provide a free trial if somebody would like that. And then they get 2 weeks, they can take that car for a test drive. So it's just a little bit different out there. We really think that, you know, the customer engagement and the consultation is going to help success.
All right, let's just start right there. You know what? Help me understand what I don't understand. I know what texting is. I'm Joe Customer. I have texting on my phone. I use it sometimes. Why do I need it in my business?
Great question. So let me share a few more statistics with you that might help answer that question, and I'll explain them a little bit. So texting has a 98% delivery rate. 92% of those text messages get opened within 5 minutes. 45% of all text messages receive a response. And then here's probably the best statistic I've seen. 85% of people polled want their businesses to engage with them via text message. You know why? It's unintrusive. It's not a phone call. It doesn't get lost like email. So if you send 1,000 emails out there, if you get like, you know, 40% or 40 to open them and 3 or 5 of them to respond, you know, your marketing folks would go bananas over that, those stats. But those are horrible. So if you think of it as a text message, if 1,000 text messages go out, you know that 98% of them are getting delivered. And then half of those would actually get a response if you're doing a marketing or a sales effort, then that's kind of why business text messaging is really growing. So it's just, you know, it's not as intrusive as a phone call or an email. It doesn't get lost like an email. You know, it's just an easier way and more convenient way for your customers to communicate with you.
Okay, let's say we're at the point of saying, okay, I need this in my company. We need to add this to what we're doing. How do I go about this, and why do I need a partner?
So one of the strengths of FlexText and the way we kind of approach things, the first being compliance. So we want to help you understand compliance. A simple way to kind of help understand this is, you know, the industry is changing right now, and there are going to start being regulatory requirements, you know, similar to spam phone calls, spam emails, where, you know, if you're going to market and do sales, you need to understand how people opt in, opt out, and be compliant that way. The other thing you need to understand is if you're communicating appointments, you don't need to have compliance because it's no different than a phone call or an email, right? So these are the things that we can help you navigate and make sure that your company is compliant. And then the second thing that we're doing, yes, somebody can come order FlexText or another product online and they could do it themselves. But what we've seen is it's a lot of self-serve out there in the industry. Would you rather have somebody like me that you can bounce questions off to, you know, off of and explain how the system works, you know, help troubleshoot these things? Well, why isn't this system working the way that I want? Things like this. These are things that other platforms and systems out there, they don't do a lot of. You know, you either pay extra for that kind of support or it's all self-serve. So could somebody do it? Yeah. Is it going to take them a lot more time where we're not charging for this? It's just part of what we think is the right thing to do for the customer.
So what are the steps of engagement? How do you work with your customers?
So typically what happens if a customer, you know, comes in, they're usually coming in through the website or some other form of sales or marketing, and the typical email or phone call, hey, Mr. Customer, Mrs. Customer, why'd you come? What is your interest in FlexText? Why are you coming here today? Okay, let's talk about that a little bit. Let's schedule a live demo. We'll show you how the system works. Let's show you some of the other feature sets. And is this going to satisfy your requirements? Because what we are finding out there are every time we think we've got an understanding of the different use cases in all these different industries, and there are a ton, there's another new unique twist out there, which is why we don't just try to put everybody in a box. You know, one of our taglines for FlexIP Solutions is perfect fit promise. That extends to FlexText. We have packages, and they're probably going to work for 80% of the customers. We have custom packages for folks that only want to do picture messaging. Well, let's put together a package that is affordable and right for you, and that's kind of how we engage. And then if they'd like a free trial, then we'll provide them a free trial as well.
What has been the experience of your customers? In other words, you know, they're a little bit hesitant, and they use your service. What happens?
It's usually the live demo that kind of sells them or makes them a believer. So most folks, you know, nobody likes a hard sell. But when you start talking about their business, what challenges does a business have? Is it appointments? You know, let's just use that because that's what everybody's familiar with. What does an appointment cost you if somebody cancels and you don't know, right? Most businesses, especially the good ones, know what it costs. Does it cost you $100 an hour or an appointment, $250 an hour or an appointment? This is something really easy that you can talk about. You know, for the picture messaging example that I just referenced, you know, a customer or a potential customer, they were talking about how they want to send pictures out and it was going to be a new product that they offer. And they did this at a, you know, somewhere else, or they saw it somewhere else. And they said, you know, every time we did this, we saw a spike in sales. Great. So these are some of the things that we can kind of experiences that we gather, and then we can share them as, you know, just shared experiences that people have success with in their industries. And that's typically what kind of, you know, brings people on board is, hey, you know, there's a lot of things we can do with this. And it's not, you know, we're not just kind of getting pigeonholed into, well, we need appointments. And if that's what just all you want to do with it, that's great. But there's a lot of flexibility within this system, and there's a lot of support built around it that, you know, our customers have found to be very successful. Plus, it's just really easy to use.
And has that been sort of something that's an awakening almost among the customers that were cautious? They ended up finding that it was easier than they thought?
Yeah, I can't tell you. So let's use... let's use property managers as an example. So part of what our system does that is very unique is it does operate like a lightweight contact or call center. And what I mean by that is there's some queuing functionality. Now, when you start talking about to smaller businesses, whether they know or don't know about call center, it can be very intimidating, right? And they think it's complicated and this and that. Well, if there's specific use cases like customer service, or they need that IVR, interactive voice response type of technology, our system does that. And I can tell you, I haven't seen it anywhere else in the industry as far as a texting platform where you can, you know, have a two-way interaction. A text comes into a number and it gets queued to a specific agent. So for like property managers, you know, they're going to have a whole bunch of phone calls or in this case, text messages to their main number. Well, you can have, let's just say, five agents, and every time a text comes in from like a tenant or a vendor or something, you can receive that text and respond and have a two-way interaction the same you would in a contact center. So they're going back and forth. And you know what the beauty about this is? It's not a phone call. So when people are familiar with queuing, if they're not familiar, think of when you call in and it's, you know, your phone call will be answered in the order it's been received. And then you sit there and waste minutes of your time and your life on hold waiting for an agent to answer. Well, with text messaging, you just go about your day until that agent responds. So when they respond, then you can respond back. And it becomes this, once again, unintrusive form of communication. And it works for almost everybody out there.
You know, that's, I think, the thing that's surprising me as I listen to you is that the utility of this is so great that it seems to basically exceed even traditional voice exchange and other methods, email and so on.
Well, just think of, you know, everybody likes to kind of pick on millennials or throw out statistics, but the reality of the situation is, and I kind of found this out, you know, I turned 40 in a couple of months. I'm technically a millennial. Now, I never thought that. I thought I was the Gen X or Z or whatever it was. But, you know, the form of communication that folks that were born basically after 1980 that are most comfortable and familiar with, it's texting. It's cell phones. That's everybody. You know, I once had somebody tell me, you know, our customers, they're a little bit older. They don't really text message. And I'm like, that's not really true. You know, my grandfather is 84 years old and he still likes text messages. Hey, here's a picture of my niece. You know, here's what just happened. You know, he might be on the golf course and not be able to take a phone call, but he likes to get a picture of his niece that just scored a goal at her soccer game. So, you know, even for different generations, this really has become the form of communication because it's just convenient.
And I think that is really brings us right back full circle. You want to meet customers where they are. This makes sense.
It does. You know, you asked about the flexibility in the different industries that it serves. You know, like I said, restaurants, you can send out a picture of the latest cheeseburger that's going to be on your menu or the special of the month. You know, service firms, that queuing capability so that you can go back and forth with customers and, you know, solve their challenge. You know, what is their customer service requirement? Municipalities, you can send it out to your entire town. Hey, Main Street's closed today. Travel agencies, hey, why don't you check out this great little spot in Italy or in Venice or wherever? You know, there's so many applications. You know, we heard of mortgage lenders sending out text messages because they knew what, you know, what the rate was for certain customers. So they sent out a text message, hey, we can save you $300 a month if you, you know, reply with, you know, new rate or something like that. And they were able to get a whole bunch of new business because they knew what folks, you know, where their current interest rate was. And it was just an easy form of communication. You know, if you send out pamphlets and you do other forms of advertising and marketing, are you going to get that response rate? This is just a great way for current customers to market to them, to keep them in the loop. And it's also a great way to service them. It's a great way to get feedback from them. We have surveys there where you can find out, you know, if you're losing customers and it's on a particular technician's route, well, then send a survey out. How's your technician doing today? Well, he was a jerk. Maybe that's why you're losing customers, but now you know.
Well, Matt, I want to thank you for joining me today. This has been a very interesting conversation about SMS and texting, texting for business. Thank you for making it sound easy. I'm sure it really is easy. And thank you for sharing a lot of the information that you have, the statistics and so on. Where can we learn more?
Well, Doug, you can always go to flexipsolutions.com/flex-text. You can call or you can text 833-779-7700. So if you text demo to 833-779-7700, you'll actually see some of our automations in the system at work. Or if you just like to email, you can always do textsales@flexipsolutions.com.
Well, again, thank you very much indeed, and we'll look forward to the next podcast on SMS.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it.